Tips for creating effective feedback mechanisms in learning. Tips for creating effective feedback mechanisms in learning can transform how students engage with their material. Imagine a classroom buzzing with energy and enthusiasm. With the right feedback strategies, you can enhance student involvement and boost learning outcomes. This article will explore powerful techniques to develop feedback loops, utilize formative assessments, and track progress effectively. You'll discover how to create a learning environment where feedback drives improvement and success. Let's dive in and make learning more impactful together. The importance of feedback mechanisms in learning. Enhancing student engagement. Feedback mechanisms are crucial for keeping students engaged in their learning journey. When students receive feedback, it feels like a conversation. It's not just about grades, it's about understanding where they stand and how to improve. Imagine getting a note from a teacher that says, "Great job on your project. Try adding more details next time." This kind of feedback motivates students to dive deeper and explore new ideas. Think about the last time you received feedback. Did it inspire you? Did it make you want to learn more? Engaging feedback can spark curiosity and make learning feel less like a chore and more like an adventure. Boosting learning improvement. Feedback doesn't just keep students engaged, it also helps them grow. When they know what they're doing well and where they need to improve, they can focus their efforts better. Here's a simple breakdown of how feedback boosts learning. 1. Positive feedback builds confidence and motivation. 2. Constructive feedback highlights areas for improvement. 3. Timely feedback allows for immediate adjustments. For example, if a teacher tells a student that their essay has great ideas but needs better organization, they can work on that specific skill. This targeted approach can lead to real improvement in grades and understanding. Creating continuous feedback loops to truly benefit from feedback, it should be a two-way street. This means students should not only receive feedback, but also give it. When they share their thoughts about what helps them learn best, they contribute to a cycle of improvement. Here's how to create a continuous feedback loop. 1. Ask questions. Don't hesitate to ask teachers for clarity on feedback. 2. Reflect. Take a moment to think about the feedback received. What can be applied next time? 3. Communicate. Share learning preferences with teachers. This helps them understand how to support students better. By actively participating in this feedback loop, students take charge of their learning and become partners in the process, leading to even better results. Effective strategies for implementing feedback. Utilizing formative assessment techniques. When considering feedback, formative assessment techniques are essential. These methods help gather information during the learning process, allowing for insight into what works and what doesn't. Here are some effective tips for using formative assessments. 1. Quizzes. Short quizzes can help gauge student knowledge. 2. Peer reviews. Let students review each other's work to build collaboration and gain new perspectives. 3. Exit tickets. At the end of a lesson, ask students to write one thing they learned for instant feedback on teaching. Using these techniques can create a dynamic learning environment. Teachers will notice what students need and can adjust their teaching accordingly. Designing learner response systems. Creating a learner response system can greatly enhance feedback implementation. This system allows students to share their thoughts quickly. Here's how to set it up. 1. Use technology. Tools like Google Forms or Kahoot can make feedback fun and interactive. 2. Anonymous feedback. Allow students to give feedback without revealing their names for more honest responses. 3. Regular check-ins. Schedule regular times for feedback to keep communication open and build trust. Here's a simple table to visualize how feedback can flow. Method: purpose, frequency, quizzes, assess knowledge, weekly peer reviews, gain different perspectives, bi-weekly exit tickets, quick reflection after each lesson, tech tools, interactive feedback, monthly. By designing a learner response system, a two-way street for communication is created, empowering both teachers and students. Evaluating instructional design for better feedback. To improve feedback mechanisms, evaluating instructional design is essential. This involves examining lesson plans. Ask these questions. 1. Are lessons engaging? 2. Do they meet the needs of all learners? 3. How can teaching be adjusted based on feedback? Regularly reviewing design can lead to better outcomes. For instance, if students struggle with a topic, changing teaching style or materials may be necessary. This evaluation process is key for continuous improvement. Measuring the impact of feedback on performance. Analyzing evaluation strategies when considering feedback. What comes to mind? It's not just about giving a thumbs up or down. It's about using feedback as a tool for growth. To analyze how well feedback works, look at different evaluation strategies. Here are some to consider. 1. Peer reviews. Colleagues can offer insights that might be missed. 2. Self-assessment. Reflect on personal performance to identify areas for improvement. 3. 360-degree feedback. Gather feedback from everyone around for a complete view. Each strategy has its strengths. For example, peer reviews provide fresh perspectives, while self-assessment encourages personal responsibility. Mixing these methods can give a well-rounded view of performance. Tracking progress with feedback mechanisms. Now that strategies are in place, it's time to track progress. Feedback mechanisms are essential for keeping students on the right path. Here's how to set them up. Mechanism purpose. Example: regular check-ins, monitor ongoing performance, weekly meetings, goal setting, define clear objectives, smart goals, surveys, and questionnaires. Gather opinions on performance. Anonymous feedback forms. Using these mechanisms helps identify where students excel and where they can improve. Think of them as a roadmap to success. Ensuring performance enhancement through feedback to truly enhance performance. Acting on feedback received is crucial. Here are some tips to maximize its value. 1. Listen actively. Pay attention to what others say about your work. 2. Ask questions. Seek clarification if feedback is unclear. 3. Implement changes. Use feedback to make real adjustments in work. Remember, feedback is not just a one-time event. It's a continuous process. By regularly engaging with feedback, students can boost their performance over time.